Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Wake up. It's Monday. Happy to be here. My name is Mike Johnson. She's Allie Mack. He's Dylan Matthews, trying not to play Sega Genesis menu music, and we are The Morning Shift, and we're happy to be here, man. It's freezing outside.
Absolutely freezing outside. Wear a heavy, heavy coat.
Shout out to the inventor of the remote start. Let me just put it that way.
Yes,
shout out to the inventor of the remote start, man. It's I'm sure that Dylan's got all the bells and whistles on his new rig. Of course, my truck. It's always outdoors these days, so it's an absolute thing. I always have to take my keys up now. I'm always taking my keys upstairs to my bedside table, and the first thing I do in the morning is crank my truck. Right before I brush my teeth. I'm like, get this thing going right now.
That's so brilliant. I used to have a vehicle that you could start with the app on the phone.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
I need to, and I don't know if this is y'all's cars are this way. And I hate this, but this is where we're going with everything in a car. It's a subscription to get in my car now and, like, actually have the map show up.
No!
What?
Yep. It's a subscription. It is. Now, I will give them this. If you utilize, like, CarPlay, like, automatically, wirelessly connects. So, if you have a phone, then you use that version of the map.
Okay.
Right. Longer just get in and it's just like, oh, here's your map.
I gotcha.
No, that is not something that happens. It's also like Alexa ready and like all this other stuff. Sorry if your thing just lit up.
Yeah, you probably just
did. But it's also ready for that. But like I knew this was going to happen, and I heard from somebody 2 years ago, like all these features inside of a car are going to start being subscription-based. And like I hate that so much. But it just is what it is. And so, yeah, I probably do need to get the subscription that gives me live traffic routes and remote start. Mm-hmm. At some point, I will do that for my new car, but I've only had it a month, so it is what it is.
My car is not remote start, and even if it was, I don't think right now I could utilize it anyway because my car is in a parking garage at my apartment. So, you know, something you want to do. It's like it'd be a bait car. It's not a bait car, you know what I mean?
So, what do you mean a bait car?
Like, I just can't have my car running in a public, you know.
Oh, it stays locked. It doesn't. You don't unlock it. It just turns on.
Oh, well, I don't have
it. Doesn't unlock the doors till you get there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure for the remote start, but I'm saying for mine, if I were to go out there and start it, then it'll be unlocked, so I can do that.
Now, that's one of those things. Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. And I've got the whole – this is my first car ever with keyless, where you just push button start.
It's so strange to switch to that.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I almost feel like – in my car, it's obviously a huge truck. It's a diesel, like, HD truck. And I'm like, this feels weird, man. Feels like something that you would see in a Tesla. But my wife's just push push button and everything too. So it's just different. That's all.
While we're speaking of cars, I have to bring up, and we will talk about everything that happened over the weekend in a moment. I'll get to the headlines.
Sure, we just haven't seen each other, guys.
No.
Y'all gotta give us a minute to catch up with one another.
Exactly, and I haven't brought this up to anyone in the studio yet, but I was driving in this morning, getting off our exit, and this has been a heated debate.
Yes.
About where the turn lane goes. Do you go into the turn-only lane, or do you get over in the other lane? So I pull up, and there's a Waymo car at the red light.
Oh, like, oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Like,
let's see how this goes.
Oh, he definitely cut you
off. No, I got behind because I was like, I don't know which way the Waymo car is going to go. So I was in the further right lane, the second right lane.
Okay.
The
one that's the left turn straight.
Left turn straight. Yes.
Left or go straight. Okay.
Yes. And the Waymo car, if someone had been on the inside lane, would have cut them off.
There's no, and there's no dotted line.
No. It's not the Waymo car's fault for not seeing a line because there is no line.
If there's no dotted line for the Waymo car to follow, it would have just, it would have got there. It's just, that's a crazy intersection. I hate that intersection. Every morning I'm like, God, I don't know how people survive this intersection.
We have all come to the conclusion that if you are in the left-hand lane that's closest, you know, the closest to left-hand, you know whose lane I'm talking about, other lane, that you are entitled to that first lane that goes straight. You don't have to get in the turn lane. Okay.
You don't have to go in the turn lane.
If you go in the far left lane, the left turn only lane, there's only one left turn only lane, and you just turn and you stay in the far left lane when you turn, then you're essentially just doing a U-turn and getting back on the interstate.
Exactly. You are.
Yeah.
But
which you wouldn't be doing usually.
But typically with intersections, you would have to turn into that lane. So I can see where the confusion is.
I agree.
But the crazy part about the Waymo car turning into the lane that was not theirs is then they put their blinker on. They put their blinker on and got into the right lane. It was like, that was your lane the whole time, buddy.
You know what's wild about Waymo cars, too, is I was having this conversation. I went to a Christmas party Saturday night, which I'll update you on. Was a lot of fun. We went up to Milton. And a lot of these people live in the suburbs and don't come to Midtown very often. I didn't realize, like, somebody was reporting about the Waymo cars, like, it had dropped last week.
Really?
They're like, dude, went down to Midtown, and there was a driverless car rolling around. And I'm like, it's been going on for, like, at least a year.
See him every day, dog. Right?
Every single day.
Oh, Wes, I forgot. I'm glad you brought that up. When we were in L.A., when Simone and I were in L.A., this is the first time I saw this. We'd actually seen like a little Waymo hub where all the Waymos
wonder about this.
Yeah, I saw it. It was so many. It was just like a parking lot full of Waymos.
Where Waymos go to sleep.
Where Waymos go to sleep.
Yeah.
Waymos crib. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
That's where they all hang out and figure out how they're going to take over the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's and my wife, so when we came, what was it, Nate Borghetti, like 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
She had not really seen a Waymo either. And I remember being like, see them all the time. But I was like, have you seen the food delivery robots?
Whoa.
That's what really blows people's
mind. I've seen those,
The one on the sidewalk with like the neon lights that go in a circle. And I don't know if there's DoorDash or Uber Eats or what they are. I have no idea.
But I don't know either.
I would love to talk to somebody that lives in a high rise in Midtown that is just like, I get it delivered all the time. Like, what is, like, if you're, let's just say you work at like, I don't know, the Vortex and somebody like orders food. Is somebody walking out front like they're, you know, and they just put it in this cooler
here
looking
go,
thing with wheels?
Robot right? Guy. Yeah. Good luck on your journey.
Bye.
Here you go, Wally.
Yeah. R2-D2, here, open up. No, man, it blows my mind because I'm like, where are we at? And then, like, you know, does this thing just come outside your building and it just calls you and you're just like, all right, I'll just run downstairs real quick?
It's such a different world. That's funny because that's such an OTP person statement to be like, what are these Waymo cars?
Yeah, how does this work?
As soon as you cross the line at 285, you're in a different world.
Yeah, well, no doubt.
Have either of you been in a Waymo?
No.
I haven't been in a Waymo either.
No.
Would either of you be, like, scared to be in a Waymo? Because Simone, we've talked about this before. She said she's actually a little fearful of getting in a Waymo she's, like, afraid of, like, you know, well, something will happen.
Can I give you my hot take on this? I would much rather, and I tell people this all the time, that are skeptical of Waymos, I'd much rather be in a Waymo than with an actual Uber driver.
Really?
Bro, I get terrified.
Yeah.
In Ubers. Can't tell me that a Waymo is not safer than an Uber. I don't care. I know it's a robot, but Yeah, it's got sensors on every part of it, and like you could easily get in an accident in an Uber with the driver being crazy.
The Waymo might just be slower because it's so cautious
for sure
with everything.
I'm not gonna lie, I ran out in front of a Waymo the other day. I know, man. It sounds so. I know we got to get into sports because I was trying to get across the street in my car, and I was not at a crosswalk.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's a Waymo coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, it ain't going to hit me.
It's not going to hit me. And if it does.
Waymo don't want to smoke.
But if it does, the money you'll get from that.
I'm just like, you know what, man? Like, when you're looking for a person, and this goes back to my point, when you're looking for a person driving, you're like, oh, man. Like, I got to wait for that car to pass.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw it was a Waymo. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not angering anybody. I doubt there's anybody in the car.
Yeah, no one got upset. Yeah, no one got slammed upset on their brakes and was like, hey,
yeah, exactly.
I'm driving here.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, oh, I'm good to cross. Yeah, sorry about that, man. Mr. Robot.
Mr. Wally. Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks beat the 76ers 120-117. They'll play again Thursday against the Hornets. Congrats to Fernando Mendoza. He is the first quarterback out of Indiana to win the Heisman. Phillip Rivers did start for the Colts yesterday. We'll talk about this more throughout the show, but he completed 18 of 27 passes for 120 yards. Wasn't quite enough to deliver a win. Lost to the Seahawks 18-16. Micah Parsons is believed to have torn his ACL in the 34-26 loss to the Denver Broncos. And on that same thinking, same flavor of a story, Patrick Mahomes did suffer a torn ACL during the fourth quarter against the Chargers. On top of that, Chiefs are out of the playoffs for the first time since 2015.
Oh, makes me sick to even think about. And obviously, he's already like put out a statement and, you know, wondering why this happened and everything else. I guess what's crazy for me about this entire thing with Patrick Mahomes is I still look at him and think of him as like some kind of young gun quarterback. Mm-hmm. And he's 30 and he's been in the league like 9 years.
Right.
You know, and that's just, I think that's mind boggling for a lot of people that have watched Patrick Mahomes over his career to kind of wrap their mind around that he's been doing it that long. And because I saw it and I was like, oh man, young career, man, just it's going to be tough to get back. And I'm like, this dude's already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's been there.
Super Bowls. Like, what am I talking about right now? Like, why do I feel so, you know, just sick for this guy? Michael Penix is going through the same thing. He hasn't had a chance to develop and hasn't even seen success really for the most part in the NFL. But it stinks nonetheless, man. I think that he is unbelievably the face of the league. And if you guys go back to 2008 or 9, whenever it was when Tom Brady tore his ACL, it changed the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like when Tom Brady tore his ACL, it changed everything about the NFL. Matt Castle comes in. Matt Castle plays a ton. I believe Josh McDaniel was the OC. He ends up getting a head coaching job. Matt Castle gets a massive contract, and the NFL changed everything about hitting the quarterback. All the defenseless quarterback, all the hitting low, all the hitting high, all the stuff that comes with sliding, all these like halo rules around the quarterback, like it changed everything when Tom Brady went down. So I don't expect I don't know how they could possibly go any further with Patrick Mahomes having the injury, but it just kind of brings to light how important players like this are for the NFL. I mean, he's part of the brand. If they put the top three faces of the NFL on like some kind of graphic for a commercial, he's one of them.
Everything has Patrick Mahomes on it.
Yeah.
Does this kind of put them in the same situation as the Falcons with the ACL tear and the repair? They don't know if they'll have Patrick Mahomes at the beginning of next season.
Yeah, it's a good point. Probably. The difference, I think, for them and for us is that you know when he gets back that he's Patrick Mahomes. You know, for the Falcons, we really don't know what Michael Penix is. You know, we've talked till we're blue in the face about Zach Robinson's offense and the problems with it. And is he developing Michael Penix at the right? I mean, we've gotten so far in this year to Michael Penix's footwork, you know, and in the conversations we've had with Dave at times and, you know, the feet falling asleep or whatever else it may be in the play action that I never thought we'd be there with those conversations. And yet we didn't get to see like a final chapter yet to those.
Right.
It's like, is it going to make it worse?
Right.
Is it going to make it better? We'll even have the opportunity to find out next year. You know, will the offense even look the same? And will the coaching staff be the same? So, yeah, I mean, I think the difference is that you're going to plug somebody into Andy Reid's scheme that you know the Andy Reid scheme works.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing for them. And you know when Patrick Mahomes comes back that he's going to be an elite player for the most part. And it's an ACL. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that there's a lot of questions to be asked in both instances. I don't know the difference in either one. I'm not, you know, an orthopedic surgeon, but you would think the timelines kind of match up on the 9 month, whatever it may be. And it's going to be tough on both sides to where, you know, you hope these kind of injuries don't linger into another season, but they definitely will.
Well, and I hate that the injury happened, but one of my first thoughts was when the news came out was, oh, this is going to be Travis Kelce's last year. I think he's going to be done. It's been too much.
It has been a lot, and his life is changing at a rapid pace.
And he played 13 seasons, which is Taylor's lucky number.
We go.
I'm just saying.
Just speaking on that real quick, do y'all think Taylor is in his ear at all? Kind of like, you remember when Giselle and Tom Brady were together? We know how that obviously played out. But do you think Taylor's in his ear at all? Is like, hey, you know.
I think it's different, though, because Taylor's not done. She wants to go out and still conquer the world. I think, if anything, she's in his ear because she's spoken about how she's not going to perform at the Super Bowl while her significant other is on the field. Her lover is putting his body out there, like, on the line, you know, and she's so invested in that. And making sure he's healthy after every single play. I think she's more so in his ear like, hey, think about our future. You're walking away right now unscathed.
Maybe. I'm just telling you, I get nervous for people. You get done with that football, things change. All of a sudden, goals change, life change. That's tough. It can be tough on a relationship. So I think that I'd rather him hang it up.
Yeah.
I'd rather him hang it up. He's never going to be more popular than he is right now. I will just
That's
say
true.
That. Go ahead and capitalize while you can, big dog.
Walk out on a high, just
Come
like
on,
Seinfeld
hey,
did.
Ride that wave, son. Ride that wave.
Well, coming up, we didn't get into the good, bad, and the ugly on Friday, so we'll dig back into the Falcons' win over the Bucks next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.